election means a lot to me, because not just because of the fact of the great performance of the portfolio, but because I don't want to be one of those candidates that is scared away because, you know, some people are starting to attack the candidate. I think that there's more work that we need to be done, and I think Delaware, you know, we have a long road to go, and I have some great ideas, and the ideas are working, but, you know, I think that there's a lot of problems and a lot of people that resist change, and change is not easy. But I think that by being a candidate that stands up for change and stands up for the people of Delaware, that we can make millions and we can change the landscape on the first date. And I think there are people out there that really need a candidate that speaks for them, and they think that there's an elephant in the room that they can count on. They can count on me to basically say, let's solve the problem and let's stop pretending that it doesn't exist.
You obviously had some doubts, though, before deciding, you know, I'm going to run. What were those doubts based on?
You know, I had some doubts because, you know, I think whenever you're going through a storm and, you know, you listen to people talk and you let people, you know, say that, listen, there's no way you can get to the finish line, you start doubting yourself. And you know, through, you know, faith and prayer, I realized that, you know what, this is not about winning. It's about doing the right thing. It's about standing in there. And I think too often in Delaware, those who stand for change, you know, they get run out of the state. And I think we have to stop that. I think that, you know, people like myself who really believe through innovative ideas, we can make a difference and continue making millions. I just want to basically stay in the ring and fight. And I know that I've taken some punches, and some weren't really fair. And I know that people are going to look at the $400 mistake that I made in Alaska. But, you know, I've worked hard. You know, we made $44 million. We've got 81% positive return. And, you know, we weigh that up against, you know, proposed tax increases from the administration. And, yeah, so I feel strongly that, you know, people deserve better. They deserve a treasurer, you know, a treasurer's office that is active. And I'm going to be happy to, you know, continue the positive trend. And we're going to fight these tax increases. And we're going to keep putting forth ideas that we believe are really going to make Delaware a better place.
What kind of campaign are you anticipating? You know, you reference mudslinging and all this sort of thing. Are you anticipating something pretty negative?
You know, I intend to run a positive campaign. You know, my Republican opponent has already, you know, started a little bit of mudslinging. But at the end of the day, I believe that I don't need to tear somebody down to build myself up. I don't stand for that. I didn't do it the first time, and I'm certainly not going to do it now. You know, my opponent and I stand for different things. He wants to go back to the way things were at the Treasurer, where the Treasurer didn't do much. I think that the Treasurer should remain active and continue making millions. So I think the public is, you know, has a clear distinction between our platforms, and I think that, you know, we're going to keep it positive, and we're going to stay focused on our message for standing up for a brighter future. You know, I mean, Bill Clinton used to say that you worry about your first election in front of you because you might not have another election. And actually, that is the best political advice. You know, I'm not, you know, listen, I'm going to be out there pointing people to my message and accomplishments. And we know certainly members of the old guard and the establishment are going to be mudslinging and try to portray my opponent as somebody who they can work with, because obviously he doesn't want to change the status quo. So, you know, I think that right now we need to decide it, because I have to come to the realization that, you know, if people don't like the innovative ideas, if they like not having their paycheck increased, if they like not having the wages go up, you know, if they like that and they don't believe that the Treasurer has a role in stopping that, then maybe I shouldn't be treasurer. But I actually believe that people, you know, want a growing economy. So I think that, you know, we're going to have that message bright and clear, and my opponent's going to have to stand behind the policies he's adopted, the failures of Fisker when he was policy director for the administration, and we're going to be able to look to the $44 million, and we'll have to talk about the $400 mistake I made in Alaska. So, but I think people are going to say, I think they're going to forgive me for the $400 and focus on the $44 million and say, hey, that guy in his first term became the national co-chair of the Democratic State Treasurers, and he's getting all these accolades and White House recognition for the wonderful things he's doing. And so I think that they're going to land on our side.